Well, if life has thrown a few challenges your way of late, have a listen to my next guest's amazing story, and amazing really understates the story, in the face of adversity. 16 years ago, Colette Larson was going through a difficult divorce. She was earning $8 an hour as a secretary. She was about to lose her home and face bankruptcy. And all the while, she was coping with two of five children that suffer from cystic fibrosis and one that needed a double lung transplant to survive. She had skyrocketing medical bills. And in spite of all of that, she started her own home-based business, and her goal was to earn enough money to simply pay for the nutritional products that her sick children needed. Well, Colette set a goal to dig herself out of debt, and as the months and years passed, a life beyond, I suspect, even her wildest dreams became a reality. Now, at age, and I'm sure she won't mind me mentioning, at age 57, Colette Larson is a grandmother of 12, and her little home-based business is now generating millions of dollars. It's an amazing success story. And Colette Larson joins me in the studio this morning. She, in fact, has been in town speaking at a Women in Business conference. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen, and thank you so much. What an honor it is to be here in the studio with you this morning.
Well, your story is remarkable, and I thought we might go right back to the beginning to start with, those dark days. You're facing a messy divorce, and two of your five children are suffering cystic fibrosis. You must have felt that the walls were just caving in on you fast.
Oh, I did. I'd always been told that there was a light at the end of the tunnel, but it seemed like it was connected to a train. It seemed like every time I turned around, something else came caving in. But, you know, as I've been telling people, as I've been, particularly women, as I've traveled around your beautiful country this week, you know, when you hit rock bottom, that is a pretty solid foundation to start to build on. Truthfully, I didn't have a choice. I had to provide for my children. I needed to work from home because, frankly, I couldn't afford to continue working outside my home. I needed someone to provide health care, and I just couldn't afford the child and health care I needed.
But you must have felt at some stages as if you were on your own, and you had to dig yourself out of a big, big hole.
That's right. I did. I felt that I was on my own, but I would look at these five children who were saying, "Feed me." And, you know, sometimes you just are forced to do things you don't feel like doing, you know, particularly if you're a mother, if you're a father. You know, we do things sometimes that we don't feel like doing in order to provide for our children.
How desperate did you become? And did you ever get to a stage where you thought to yourself, "I'm not going to get out of this. I'm in big, big trouble."
I did reach a point where I thought I was going to have to declare bankruptcy. And my social workers at the hospital that were working with me with my daughters said, if anyone deserves to go on welfare, you know, government help, you do. So at one point, I actually went to the welfare office. You had to take a number. You had to stand in line. And I was there with my children, and I waited for probably an hour and a half for my number to come up. And just before it was my turn to go behind that door, I looked around, and I said, this isn't me. This isn't the way my parents raised me. I know I can do something.
So what did you do? Packed up the kids and turned around and
we
walked
did.
Out.
We walked out. We got in the car. I went home. I said, I know that I can come up with something. My brother had been telling me about this incredible scientist who developed these scientifically based products, and he wanted me to try these products, these nutritional products, with my daughters. I didn't really understand that there was a business attached, but we started using the products, had some success with them, and then he said, you know, because he was sending the products to me, and he said, you know, if you would share your passion about these products with a few people, you would make $100 a month. That was my first goal. You know, I tell people to dream big, but
because you're earning $8 an hour at one stage.
That's right. And, you know, I did. I shared my passion about these nutritional products with a few friends. A few of them got involved. And 4 weeks later, lo and behold, I got an envelope in the mail. I opened it up. It was a $100 check. And, you know, actually, I sat down on the curb, Stephen, and started crying. And now my children say, well, if I'd worked that hard for a month and got $100, I would cry too. But really, I cried because it worked. I shared my passion with a few people. They told a few people about it. And I started earning these checks that were coming weekly. It was amazing.
So at what point do you set your company up?
Well, at that point, I realized I was in business. When the money started coming in, I thought, this is a business. I mean, originally, I thought, can I make $100 a month? And then my fifth week, I got another $100 check. And then it jumped to $200. And I thought, wow, this could turn into a career. I ended up going to my boss who and talking to him about it. Originally, he wasn't very interested. I was meeting with a bankruptcy attorney, and I met with him and told him about this. I ended up signing them both up into my organization because I was so passionate about it. And then I got this thought in my mind, what if I could start paying off my bills? What if I could start buying groceries without having to put them on my credit card? You know, I ended up losing my home, moving into an apartment, but that's okay. I sold it in lieu of foreclosure. Yeah. And it took me, frankly, it took me about 8 years. I was almost $1 million.
What sort of time frame are we talking here?
I was almost $1 million in debt. So you can imagine. It didn't happen overnight for me. And it took me almost 8 years to get completely out of debt. I've been involved with USANA Health Sciences now 16 years. And, you know, frankly, I've made millions of dollars. It is when you were telling, you know, when you were introducing me, there was a part of me that was going, was that really me? But it was. And my belief in this industry, and maybe more importantly, my belief in myself has skyrocketed. Early on, I started saying, I'm going to become a leader in this company. And people started listening to me and getting involved with me. And fortunately, I aligned myself with a company with credibility and with a scientist with credibility. I mean, USANA Health Sciences, you know, I say go into business for yourself, and I did start my own business, but I had this company backing me, which was phenomenal. And honestly, the longer I've been involved, the closer I look at USANA Health Sciences, the better it looks.
You're
to me.
You're now their top income earner.
Yes. Can you believe that?
No, well, I just...
It's amazing. I've been so blessed.
All because of hard work and passion.
Yes. Passion, hard work, persistence. I stuck with it because, you know, with any business that you're starting...
Were there doubters? Were there people who said, you know, Colette, you're crazy?
Oh, absolutely. Of course there were. But you know what? I just have that type of personality, Stephen. I don't know if you can tell this already, but if you tell me I can't do something, it's like you better move out of my way and watch me do it.
And now... You've opened in Australia and New Zealand.
I actually moved over here in 1998. My youngest daughter had just graduated from high school, and you know, USANA announced that we were opening Australia and New Zealand, and it was my son that just said, Mom, we ought to pick up and move there. You've always wanted to go to Australia. I remember back, I think it was in the 70s or maybe 1970 when they were building the Opera House. I can remember I was a senior in high school that year, and I can remember saying to myself, someday I'm going to see that in person. And so my son said, we ought to just pick up and move. And I said, why not? So we lived here for 9 months. We lived at One Darling Harbor, of all places.
Is
I got
that
to
right?
go back there yesterday and just reminisce about that time. And yes, we brought in a lot of people in Australia. My message really is, and as you know, this past week I've been traveling to all the major cities. I want to help women become empowered because I think when they hear my story, you know, high school education, no experience, almost $1 million in debt, no time, no money, all those reasons why I couldn't do it. When they hear my story, then they think, I can do this too.
So I'm a little confused. Are you the boss? You're it.
I'm it.
So it's all grown from that little acorn.
Yes, it has. And you know, interesting that you would say that because in the early days, when I first was getting started, I thought I've got to find out who the leaders are in San Diego where I lived. And I called USANA Corporate and I said, I need to learn how to do this from someone. Can you find out who the leaders are and get back to me? And she called me the next day and she said, Colette, now you're the woman who called about who the leaders are in San Diego? And I said, yes. And she said, you're it.
Is that right?
So the fact that you said that kind of brought that back to me.
See, that's interesting. Because when you say you make a move to try and find out who the leaders are, to get them to help you, how willing these days, in your experience, are people to share their experience, their business lifestyle with you?
Well, you know, I think it's different in our industry, in the networking industry, because there's so much abundance there. And we really do become successful by helping other people become successful. I haven't gotten to where I am without helping a lot of people, you know, do the same thing. Whereas my father, for instance, was in men's retail. And, you know, his friend owned the men's clothing store across the street. And although they were friends, they certainly didn't share trade secrets.
They were rivals.
Yeah, they were rivals.
But turn the clock back. How much help did you get in the beginning? I mean, you're prepared to offer advice and help to women today. But when you needed that advice and that sort of help all those years ago, how forthcoming was it?
Well, do you know, I ended up bringing people in, like I said, my attorney. I brought in a New York Times best-selling author, Robert Allen. I mean, he's very, very well-known. And I went to these people and I said, you know, I'm new at this. I have a high school education. I'm passionate, but I need you to mentor me. And I actually asked for their help. And not only did they help mentor me, but they got involved in my organization. They say to me now, you know, I liked you then, but I love you now because they've also made a great deal of income.
And now you do crazy things like climb Mount Everest.
Well, I didn't summit. I went to base camp, Stephen, but that was high enough. I spent 3 weeks in May.
What was that experience like?
It was, well, I'll tell you, it was 10 times harder than I ever anticipated. I didn't know how difficult it was going to be to breathe at 18,000 something feet. I could barely catch my breath. So it was 10 times more difficult, but 1,000 times more staggeringly beautiful. I just, you know, these mountains are 30,000 feet high. I couldn't even imagine it until
I
saw them.
And so what's next on that agenda? Are there other adventures you've got planned?
Oh, yes. I've got a dream wheel, and, you know, I'm seeing the pyramids in Egypt. I'm actually, in August, I'm going to climb the highest mountain in the 48 states, Mount Whitney. My husband and I are going to do that. So this is a new passion. But, you know, let me just tell you what my granddaughter said when I got back. 9 years old, my little granddaughter, Jaden, came up.
One of 12.
I have 12 grandchildren now. And she came up and put her arms around my waist, and she said, Grandma, you make me feel like I can do anything, anything. And so, Stephen, you know, I felt like mission accomplished.
What does doing something like setting yourself a goal like Everest or whatever else you've got on your personal agenda, what does that do for self-esteem and confidence?
Oh, when I was standing at base camp with my three sons, and they're just, you know, of course, they coached me the whole way. Come on, Mom, you can do this. The exhilaration I felt, you truly feel like you can handle anything.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like, bring it on, baby. Just bring it on. I can take it and deal with it.
Okay, so let's get back to where we started. You start out of desperation.
Yes.
And a need to support yourself.
Yes.
And you start out on your own. You're now the boss. How willing are you these days to delegate? Or do you still have to, like you said, I'm in control and I will control?
Well, I'm fortunate in that my sons, who got their degrees and had started on their career paths, a few years ago I realized, Stephen, that I'm going to will this business to them. And it is a international organization at this point with a couple hundred thousand people in it, 50,000 just in Australia. And I thought, you know, my children are going to end up with this business. Why don't I bring them in as partners now and make them earn it? You know, I'm kind of a tough mom. And so my two sons are my business partners in Larson Global. They're my business partners. So actually, and they're so, you know, they're 36 and 37 years old now, and they're brilliant at what they do. In fact, they just say, Mom, you speak, you love,
mountains.
You climb mountains, love, hug people,
yeah.
We'll handle the day-to-day. So I have delegated very successfully.
So just before I let you leave the studio, give me a short list of advice to people who are in the similar situation you were, say, all those years ago, to get themselves out of the rut. What are your tips?
Okay, my first tip would be you have got to have a why. And I think it's got to be bigger than you are. A why, W-H-Y, a reason to do this. Mm. My reason originally was to earn $100 a month to keep my daughters on these incredible nutritional products. But it very quickly became helping to buy a cure for cystic fibrosis, the disease that took my youngest daughter's life. And I actually have two grandchildren with the disease now. And so I want to help buy a cure for CF, and I know it's going to take research dollars. So that keeps me going. It keeps me, you know, when I could have retired years ago,
so
I'm on a mission.
The goal.
It's a goal. It's a goal. It's a reason that you do this. And then I also think you need to build your belief. You need to build your belief in what you're doing, in the company that you're involved with, or if you're starting your own home-based business. You've got to believe in what you're doing. Believe that it's going to make a difference in the world. And then you've got to believe in yourself. I've done a lot of personal growth and development through this journey where I started, you know, and with each little success, I went, wow, I am a leader. I am successful. Yeah. You know, so you've got to start really believing in yourself, and then you've got to develop leaders in your own organization, like you say, you've got to duplicate and empower others.
Enjoy what's left of your trip to Australia. You're flying home tomorrow.
I'm flying. Well, don't even remind me. I get quite emotional about it. Stephen, you've been delightful.
It's a pleasure. Nice
Thank
to
you
have
very
you in
much.
The studio.
Thank you.
Colette Larson in our studio. And incidentally, there is a website if you want to know more about it. It's www.usana.com. 6 months.